This is episode 995 of Phone Boy Speaks, and there's some observations from Vienna. I've spent the last few days here, and it's actually been really hot, which has made my hotel room pretty uncomfortable. Actually, it's it has been just because there's no air conditioning, and from talking to the locals here, it's not usually this hot. But it's and that means above 30 Celsius or 86 Fahrenheit, and it's actually been And I actually yesterday I actually walked back from the city center to my hotel room, which is probably 5 or 6 kilometers back, and not a short walk to do when you are you're wearing business slacks and everything. But it's got to get the exercise in, so it seemed like as good a time as any to do it. A couple of things I noticed while here. First of all, everybody speaks German. That's kind of hard not to notice. Second of all, a lot of bicycles here, and I actually, when I walked around, when I got here on Sunday, I almost got ran over by a bicycle. They actually have along the along the streets, they actually have a painted area where the bicyclists run, and I didn't realize I was in that section. From asking the locals, it seems like it was only in the last couple of years where they've really embraced bicycles, and in fact, you can rent a bicycle. There's various little kiosks along the street, and I've seen these in Tel Aviv. They're kind of a similar sort of thing, and not very expensive to rent a bicycle to ride around. Kind of an interesting way to see Vienna, I guess, and also just get some exercise in the process. Another thing that I noticed is that I'm roaming on the local carrier here, which I think is A1, and I noticed that when I was making a phone call the other day, granted I'm not trying to use data here because I'm only given a certain allotment, and I'm sure it's expensive because it's AT&T. What do you expect? But I noticed that the local carrier didn't let me use the phone and surf at the same time, which is not something that GSM carriers are usually have. But I also noticed in a couple places that I was getting GPRS service. it's 2015 or 2000. I don't know. Do that. 2000 called and wants their networking technology back. I don't know if that's an indictment on A1 or whatever, but it's just one of those little things I noticed. And I also noticed it. It's not to say that you can't get LTE here, but actually you can also get free Wi-Fi. I don't know. I was surprised that they had like these huge public drinking fountains as well. Of course, it's been so hot, and they definitely need them. And they've got this big park in them, just kind of on the outside of the city center. That's very pretty, and there's a whole lot of people in it. Of course, it's been so hot that somehow doesn't surprise me. Lots of cafes, really cool buildings and statues, and I didn't go to exploring too much, just because I was mostly here for a business discussion with a customer, and so that was but I did. I got to see some of the some of the local stuff, I guess, and it's weird. I mean, there's so many things I see in when I go to a city like Vienna. There's so many things I see that are not that dissimilar from what I see at home. I mean, people are certainly wearing, sports paraphernalia from people in the United States. Maybe just because there's tourists, I don't know. But there's also McDonald's. There's also Starbucks. There's also a TGI Fridays. just kind of random stuff like that. In addition to the sort of traditional fare, I suppose. The Wiener Schnitzel in Austria is very different from the Wiener Schnitzel in the United States, which I think is still a fast food restaurant. It's definitely the Wiener Schnitzel you gotta try it. It is really good. I've had schnitzels before in Israel, but they're different.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phone Boy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.